Firth to Chloe Off.
Going back to their four corners. They're going to extend this game out.
And Auth now gets through the trap over to McMahon. Jump ball. It'll stay Panther ball.
Yeah, Panthers got to think about those passes. They got to make sure they're seeing what they're seeing. They don't want to be seeing ghosts out there. And turnovers are the only thing that can kill you here.
Okay, inbounded now to Auth. Auth now back over to Sabalco. Sabalco to Chloe Auth. 29-20 Panthers lead. 5:22 remaining. Back over to Auth. Auth now over to Addison. Auth inside pass to Kurth. Kurth up and in. Nearly underrated, but Victoria gets it to fall. 31-20 Panthers. Back the other way. Intercepted. Intercepted by Kurth. Kurth whistling a foul.
This is what playing this defense does. At any moment, a lot of those turnovers are going to turn into runs, and right now McDonald's having a lot of trouble just making passes from point A to point B.
5:02 remaining. Kurth to the line. 31-20 Panthers lead. And off the back of the rim, no good.
That's okay. She just got to hit this next one. She'll be fine. Just got to hit this next one.
5:02 remaining. The tension building for both these teams here. And here we go. It's good. Timeout, McDonald. 32-20. 32-20. Panthers leading with 5:02 remaining. Oh, I'm getting nervous.
You knew the dam was going to break at some point. It was nip and tuck, back and forth. Both teams trying to find a way to score. I thought that Duran did a great job in the first half defending. They stayed in there 1-3-1. They're turning defense into offense. That's why they have a 12-point lead right now.
Thank you to Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service. Offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repairs, call Chris at 672-8224 for Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of the Gunderson Tri-County Hospitals and Clinics. Also, the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Alcivia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, and Security Financial Bank. Your electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. I know it's hard to hear, but this is kind of fun.
It is extraordinarily fun.
All right.
If you could put it that way. This is absolutely fantastic.
Here we go. Inbounded to Siegenthaler. Panthers up 32-20. 4:58 remaining. All right. Onto the wing now. Over to Flanagan. Flanagan long cross-court pass now over to Richardson. Richardson top of the key to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now. Panthers staying in that zone. And now over to Aaron Siegenthaler. Drives in the lane, partially blocked. Loose ball, and McMahon comes up with it. Whistle. Jump. Oh.
I thought she got fouled off that. Should have been a foul on McDonald.
All right. Well, it will stay McDonald ball.
Ah.
You can complain and you won't get a technical, right?
I won't get a technical now. I'm up here in the booth with you, Brian.
Over to Flanagan. Flanagan now back to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now comes down to the right wing. Has to, now she's got Chloe in her face. Chloe says, no, no. Kick it back out to your sister, Ann. Ann drives in. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebounded by McMahon. McMahon over to Off. McMahon coming in off the bench with Hoyt with the four fouls.
Yeah, McDonald just can't score. They just can't score. There's nowhere to go with the ball.
And Auth now over to Kurth. Kurth now in the corner. Back over to Auth. Auth now to Sabalco. Sabalco back at center. Sabalco comes down to the left wing. Panthers lead 32-20. Over to Addison Auth now. Addison Auth to Chloe. Chloe, she's going to drive down inside. Now she's at the top of the key looking for help. Now gets it from McMahon. McMahon over to Addison Auth. Whistle foul. Foul on number five. That's on Ann Siegenthaler.
Here again, it's extended, burning clock, great game plan by Coach Loewenhagen. They can do nothing but foul.
Okay, so now Hoyt comes back in, and big 1-1 for Addison Auth. This first one is always the important one.
And it's always the important one.
Coming back in now for McDowell is Kendall Hefner as well. 32-20, Panthers lead, 3:46 remaining. Free throw on the way. It rims out. Darn it. And back the other way comes Hefner. And then Max over to Siegenthaler now. Siegenthaler kicks it back out to Richardson. Richardson, long cross-court pass to Aaron. Aaron Siegenthaler on the right wing. Now into the corner. Over to Hefler. Hefler, long cross-court pass. No! I thought it was going to be intercepted. Kurth had it timed, but committed the foul. 32-20 Panthers. 3:30 remaining.
Brian, how many transition buckets do you think McDonald has gotten today? Not many.
Not many.
Not many at all.
And that's what coach wanted.
He
did not want this to be an up-and-down game.
That's craziness. Exactly what he said.
So inbounded now to Siegenthaler. That's Aaron. Aaron now comes over into the corner now to Hefler. Hefler now. Cross-court pass intercepted this time by Kurth. Kurth back the other way. Lays it up and in. Victoria Kurth. Oh, my word. The Panthers can taste it. 34-20. 3:10 remaining. Oh, coach, we're so close.
3 minutes away.
Back the other way. Three ball on the way. It's good. Oh, yeah. McDonald's like, just a minute there. We're not done yet. 34-23, Panthers lead. Oh, Chloe nearly lost it. Chloe now over to Hoyt. Hoyt gets across the timeline. Whistle, timeout, Panthers.
Great timeout.
Probably good. Let's talk about this. Let's calm everybody down. Yeah.
Whenever I get into these situations as a coach, my first thought is, do they have enough possessions to beat me? They don't have a shot clock right now. So as long as Durant can take care of the basketball for the next 2 minutes and 45 seconds, they honestly don't have to shoot the ball if they can take care of it. McDonald has to extend. They have to foul. They have to try to make this a free throw game. And as long as we're banging our free throws, I just don't see a way McDonald can make their way back in this game if we do everything correctly.
All right, got to stay with the fundamentals.
That's right.
The fundamentals. Thank you to Advent Health. Durant, time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. Sundstrom & Company are local tax experts. Call them now for tax preparation, 672-4425, and schedule that appointment. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. And they also work on other appliance brand-named appliances as well at Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Panther ball. And to inbound it will be Addison off. All right. Here we go. Off now to Chloe. Back underway. Chloe comes down to the wing. Bounce pass over to Hoyt. 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 Over to by Sabelko. Off of Sabelko. Well, this is where McDonald's going to put the pedal to the metal on defense. They are going to be physical.
Yeah.
34-23 Panthers.
The question is, how fast can they score on offense? I mean, the clock is winding down. Durant's in this 1-3-1. They haven't been able to make one or two passes and score, so they're actually burning clock for Durant.
So back the other way now comes McDonald. Long cross-court pass over to Flanagan. Flanagan back over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drives inside. Bounce pass inside. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Chloe.
That's what you don't want to do. You don't want to give them an opportunity to score without that clock moving.
34-23, Panthers lead. 2:17 remaining. Thank you to NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. No good. Endless summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access. Durand and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of ANSA and Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Free throw on the way. No good. Rebounded by Sabelko. Sabelko's in trouble. Gets it over to Hoyt now. Hoyt to Addison off. Addison off across the timeline. Addison off now over to Chloe. Chloe to Sabelko. 2 minutes remaining. 34-23 Panthers. Hoyt over to Chloe. Chloe now back at center. Chloe. Bounce pass inside to Kurth. Oh, whistle and a foul.
That's the backdoor cut I was telling you about. They spread you. Chloe is really good at eating the paint. You have to help and she usually just dumps it down to somebody in the short corner.
All right, so two huge free throws right now by Victoria Kurth. Free throw on the way. It's good.
And guess what McDonald's going to have to face after she shoots this free throw, the 1-3-1 again. Burning that clock.
And so, Kurth on the way. Free throw is good. Makes them both. Makes them both. 36-23. Panthers lead. Minute 52 remaining.
You can smell it, Brian.
Oh.
You can smell it. 1:52.
All right. Okay, so you're in the huddle. What now? Now you're seeing smiles down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you say, wait a minute?
Yeah. Stay focused. Game's not done. No fouls. We don't want them scoring without that clock moving. Credit to Darren Loewenhagen, because here's a guy that has always been a man-to-man guy, and for him to come out and adjust his philosophy and thinking for the betterment of his team, playing this 1-3-1 the whole game, man, it has been stellar. It has been stellar for the past two games. He's held a great offensive team to 23 points in a section final. Great coaching job. Great coaching job.
And again, a lot of smiles right now from the Duran bench. But I'm the nervous Nelly here.
Yeah.
Because, okay, yes, we're up by 13,
yeah,
but three threes, and suddenly.
Yeah, but you have to get those threes fast. And McDonald hasn't been able to play fast all game, so I don't think that's going to change in the next minute 50.
All right, here we go. McDonald has it. Flanagan across the timeline to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now into the corner now. Back out to Siegenthaler. That's Aaron. Aaron looking for a cutter. No one there. Into the corner now to Rozalski. Rozalski loses the ball. It's Panther ball. Oh, huge. Panther ball. Panther ball. Minute 34 remaining. 36-23. Chloe off. Looking. Gotta hurry, Chloe. 5 seconds. Oh, should have called the timeout. Oh, did he?
He did.
He did. Oh, he I thought it was on. Oh. Okay. Yes, the radio announcer's nervous. Sorry. As a coach in this spot, are you like this? Are you getting nervous, or are you trying to hold your emotions in?
No. I'm always thinking about possessions. Right now, honestly, you never want to get to a place where you think the game is over. But right now, I'm feeling pretty good. On the inbound, I'm running some sort of stack play where they may have to switch some things up where I can enter the ball easy. And if I can enter the ball without turning it over, I'm going right back down to my four corners. There's nothing they can do against that but foul if you take care of the ball. And then you're going to the free throw line for the bonus.
I'm going to let you see this, those of you watching. There's the Duran students.
That is Panther Nation, baby. That is Panther Nation at their best. I love it.
All right. The timeout is done. And here we go. Addison off the inbound it again. We have one timeout remaining. 36-23 Panthers. Inbound it to Chloe. Chloe's, uh-oh, whistle, foul. Okay.
It's all about free throws now, Brian.
Yep, all about free throws. Okay, foul's on number 22. That's going to be on Rozalski. And, all right, so double bonus rest of the way for the Panthers. It's all about the free throws. These are also nails. You need to pound the nails into proverbial coffin. Pound, pound, pound. There's one. 37-23.
Okay, Chloe, way to step up, Chloe.
All right, let's see if we can get the second nail put in. It's in. 38-23, minute 29 remaining. 5 full possession lead for the Panthers. Back the other way now. Into the corner, kicking it back to the outside now. Flanagan. Flanagan over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler, long, or pass around the horn they go. Now Flanagan, or Siegenthaler rather, drives in, high off the glass, no good. Loose ball! And Chloe rolls it, and falling on it is Sabel, or is Kurth, and it's a jump ball. I think that's Panther ball. Victoria Kurtz forcing the jump, minute three.
As a coach, this clock can't move.
I know. It's like, come on. Addison, it gets it to Kurt. Whistle, foul. We're going to shoot free throws. Got to do a little carpentry work and put some nails in. All right. Victoria is our carpenter this round. Oh, now the Panther students have declared victory. I wouldn't do that with a minute left just yet.
There is no better high school.
First free throw, no good.
Student body fan base in the state. I love Panther Nation. I love it.
All right. Next free throw by Kurth. On the way. It's good! And back the other way comes McDonald. Under a minute remaining. 39-23. Cross the inside now. Into the corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Siegenthaler with the rebound. Another three ball on the way. Shot short. No good. Rebounded by Kurth. And Kurth will go to the line for two. I am going to say this, even with 42 seconds remaining. Durand, warm up the bus, baby. We're going to Green Bay.
Green Bay, we're coming back, baby.
All right, here we go, Victoria. Victoria Kurth, the carpenter. Another nail. Here we go. 40-23 now, Panthers.
She's been money from the line.
All right, and so now, next free throw on the way. It's good! 41-23, Panthers, 40 seconds remaining, and the Durand Arkansas girls are going to state! We're going to Green Bay! We got the 32 seconds remaining. Flanagan, or Siegenthaler now, drives the lane, puts up the shot, whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Hoyt, so Emma's going to foul out. Emma will foul out with nine on the night. But I can relax now, Coach.
Yeah, let me say this. These girls, the whole team has been fantastic. But the seniors on this team, they have worked their tails off for the last few years for this moment. Same thing with the coaching staff. I'm so happy for Durand, the players, and their coaching staff. They deserve it.
First free throw is no good. There will be a sectional championship presentation. Shot no good. Rebounded by McDonald. Out of bounds. It'll go to the Panthers.
24 seconds, Brian.
41-23. Well, the last person out of town on Thursday. Don't forget to turn out the lights because we'll be in Green Bay. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko now back to Kurth. 13 seconds remaining. Back to Sabelko. Sabelko to off. 7 seconds. Pass is tipped. And back the other way comes McDonald. And Chloe.
Chloe's not done.
Blows up the play.
She's going to clean her play tonight. She's not done.
And so now. Here we go. The last 9/10 of a second. And the shot. And the Panthers on the way as the shot was good. But the Panthers win tonight. 41-26. And the Panthers are on their way to state. As the Panthers at center court will keep it here.
So deserving. There's not a group that's more deserving. These girls have worked so hard. This coaching staff has worked so hard. I'm so proud of them.
And a huge win tonight for the Durand Panthers. We're going to Green Bay as the Panthers win it tonight. And they will be doing a presentation. And you can hear the crowd.
Another state tournament appearance by the Durand Panthers.
And so congratulations, and we're going to go see. Well, we'll be able to hear some of this from down on the floor. They're going to do the presentation here. Of course, I think the crowd's going to just drum this out.
How great is this, man? This is absolutely fantastic.
As we see a lot of tears, I've been following those five girls since 2020 when I had to do games at Assumption on YouTube because of the pandemic, as they give the runner-up present medals to McDonald. But I remember, you know, when I was doing those games, Coach, on the stage at Assumption, I'm like, wow, these eighth graders are pretty good.
Yeah.
We might have something down the line.
Yeah. And this hasn't been an easy road, Brian.
No, it hasn't.
It has not. They've lost some tough games over the years. You know, I've talked to Coach Loewenhagen. I talked to Coach Loewenhagen many a times. My biggest piece of advice from him, the state, of course, you're doing some really, really good things. And this is the fruits of your labor. It doesn't come as quick as you want, but it comes when everything starts to blossom. And this is what you're seeing from a mature, disciplined, well-coached Durand women's basketball team.
So, you know, when you were in this spot,
yeah,
what was going through your mind?
Just all the work that you put in. You know, a lot of the people come to the games, they see the 2 hours that you play on Tuesday and Friday nights, but behind the scenes, these coaches and these players are grinding. You know, they put in the extra time in the gym. You don't see the Saturdays that they come in. You don't see the film that they watch. A lot of it is just a grind, and you have to be proud of them.
And now here are your sectional champion, Durand, Arkansas Lady Panther girls basketball team. Number 2, Chloe Off. Number 5, Jaden Glaus. Number 10, Allison McMahon. Number 11, Edison Off. Number 12, Victoria Kurth. Number 14, Emma Hoyt. Number 20, Tori Weiss. Number 21, Sawyer Sabelko. Number 9, Miley Sand. Number 23, Lucy Hoyt. Number 24, Olivia Mueller. Number 30, Peyton Paschal. Number 33, Emma Pelkey. Is there? There we go. Get the next one. Emma Pelkey, number 33. Number 34, Isabella Off. Number 44, Sophia Reisler. And number 45, Elena Dorwin. Congratulations, ladies, as we're getting ready to go to state. How cool is that? And now, after the Darren Loewenhagen will come out. And there it is. As the girls celebrate their sectional champion with the students. Don't get hurt, ladies.
That is awesome.
Wow, the crowd. The team mobbed by the students,
yeah,
in the near court.
Yeah, don't get hurt. We still have a couple of
games
left.
Yeah, it's like, let's
play.
Not get hurt, you know. So congratulations. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the radio as well. We have our Bowerville Panther postgame show here coming up. It's Durand, Arkansas girls playoff basketball here on WRDN, our Bowerville Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service Durand and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Duran Panther Sports broadcast on WRDN. Time now for the Bauer Built Panther post-game show, brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, with locations in Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Now through March 31st, get up to $120 back on a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Get $60 when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Get an additional $60 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Firestone tire dealer is Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. See Bauer Built Tire or FirestoneRewards.com for details.
The NASCAR Cup Series.
And the green flag goes in the air.
Heads west.
Hamlin looking for the lead. They get turned at the front of the field and the front comes apart. Hamlin in the outside wall.
As the stars of NASCAR battle it out for 500 miles at Phoenix Raceway.
Racing into the tri-oval. Checkered flag is in the air.
It's the Shriners Children's 500.
Coverage begins at 1:30 Sunday afternoon here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Welcome back to Altoona High School, where tonight the Durand, Arkansas Lady Panthers win it 41-26 and are on their way. They've stamped their ticket to Green Bay, and this is the Bauer Built Panther postgame show being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Running down scoring here, Chloe Auth at 9, Allison McMahon at 4, Addison Auth at 4, Victoria Kurth at 12, Emma White had 9, and Sawyer Sabelko had 3. Again, Panthers now 23-5. But, you know, how hard is it, Coach, to change defenses in the year? Because they've always done, especially if you're a coach, to go from, we're going to do, they had done some zone throughout the year. They've done it. It's not like you never do it.
Yeah.
But how do you fundamentally say that this is the game plan, this is what we're doing?
But this is a different... This has been a different year. I think this has been an evolution with Coach Loewenhagen and his coaching staff. I think he knows his team can defend, but he needed another element. He needed another element. He was a strict man-to-man team in previous years. He found something that's really working for a team. Think about this, Brian. Two section final games against two really high traditional teams in Colfax and McDonald, and you hold them both to under 30 points. That is unbelievable. That's just an unbelievable coaching job to get everybody on the same page. I mean, when I saw this in the first half of this game, I said to myself, there's nowhere for McDonald to go with the ball. It's going to be a tough night. The only way that they could possibly win this game is if Durand just didn't score. And you saw the run that they went on. They blew it open, and then there was no looking back after that.
So now, obviously, you have the excitement. You have the whole, you know, you got to let the kids enjoy this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, but we've got a bigger stage coming up here.
Yeah.
It's going to be this is what you play for. It's the biggest game before the biggest game.
Yeah.
So when do you start going to work on this?
I think you enjoy this tonight, and then you figure out who won in the other brackets. And then you as a coaching staff, you start preparing. You let the kids enjoy the night. And you as a coaching staff, you start to prepare. And then Monday, you give them the day off on Sunday, possibly come in for a shoot around, maybe some film. And then you get to work physically on Monday, for sure. I think when you go to Green Bay, there's a couple things you have to deal with. You have to deal with the bigger floor. You have to deal with the depth perception of the arena.
Okay. I'm about to say, because the floor is the same, that the court's the same.
It's a little bit wider.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit wider.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, there's more space on a college floor, so that 1-3-1, there's going to be more holes there. That's why you don't see a lot of teams with an effective press at the state tournament. The court's just a little bit bigger, all right? And so the depth perception in terms of shooting the basketball, you've got to find somewhere for your girls to shoot to deal with that distance and all that area behind the basket. Because that will affect you.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, so to try and do some of that, what, they're cutting the net right now, by the way. Okay, so that depth perception, is there anywhere here in western Wisconsin to do that at UW-Eau Claire?
We went to Stout.
Okay.
When we went to the state tournament, when we went to Stout, they have that area in the back where, you know, it helps you get acclimated to shooting without any walls in the back. It's going to be a lot different than this. The court, you really can't do anything about. You just have to go in defensively and be who you are. Right now, that 1-3-1 zone is working for them. If I had to give Coach Loewenhagen some advice, I would be like, hey, man, stick with that thing because you're closing down a lot of lanes. And to keep Colfax to under 30 and McDonald's under 30, again, it is just a stellar coaching job. I'm so proud of Darren, man. I'm so proud of him.
Again, the Panthers winning tonight 41-26 as the girls now cutting down the net here at Altoona High School. And so many of these girls have done something during a game. You know, they may not be a starter. They may be on the bench, but they've come in at some of these bench players have come in and that they've just done the right thing just enough. Like even tonight, I mean, Allison McMahon came in, had to come in for Hoyt. She's got four fouls. Allison, you're it. It's you got to do it. And she did the job. I mean, that defense didn't change.
Yeah. I always tell players that have roles like that, maximize your minutes. If you play 2 minutes, give me 2 minutes of work. If you play 3 minutes, give me 3 minutes of work. And then behind the scenes, what you don't see is a lot of players that maybe did not get into the game tonight. Those are the players that are getting the starters ready. And that's just as important as going out here and making buckets. If you don't have those players, you can't get ready for games like that. So they are a value to this basketball team as well.
Again, the Panthers winning tonight 41-26 over McDonald. And we're going to take one final break. We'll come back. We're going to try and get some scores here. I doubt we'll really be able to chant with Coach Loewenhagen.
He's a little busy, Brian.
I think he's just a little bit busy. I don't know what it could be. I just don't. I have no idea of what possibly he could be doing right now that he wouldn't want to talk with us. But I guess I'll have to cut him a little slack. It's the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show being brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand, Arkansas girls playoff basketball on WRDN.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bowerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Welcome back to Altoona High School, where tonight the Durand, Arkansas Panthers defeat McDonald Central 41-26 to go to the state girls basketball tournament in Green Bay. You betcha, we've got the bus all cranked up and ready to go. All right, let's get some scores here that we have on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Now in boys basketball, we have Blooming Prairie defeating Goodhue, or check that, Goodhue defeating Blooming Prairie today, 90-77. Meanwhile, Elk Mound, the girls, by the way, the Mounders, the girls haven't lost a conference game in 2 years.
Wow.
And they win again tonight, 54-48 in their sectional final. So the Mounders on their way to state. Spring Valley, the boys, they win their regional, defeating Frederick 52-31. Meanwhile, the boys, Elk Mound, they advance to the sectionals, defeating Stanley Boyd 49-44. And Minnesota Basketball, Lake City over Cannon Falls 81-77. Those are the scores that we have right now in our Durand Fresh. There he is! Coach Loewenhagen cutting the rest of that net down. Oh, he's like, there we go! Those of you watching on the School District YouTube channel. So those are the scores we have on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Well, our next broadcast, by the way, I have to preview that. That's always part of the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show. Our next broadcast will be from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay.
As the Panthers will be in the state semifinal for Division Four, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it's going to be about a 6:30 start, and we'll be having our we'll have a special edition of the Panther preview, probably starting at about 6. We may have a few things even earlier than that, and I understand you're going to be able to come out and join us.
Well, there's no way I would miss that game.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that we'll have Coach Jones with us as well. Now, for those of you watching, realize that the game will only be on the radio next week. It will only be on the radio because they have that statewide television network. So my suggestion is, yeah, you can watch it on TV. Turn the sound down and listen to us.
There you go.
But again, we would also like to say a special thank you as well to to the Durand, Arkansas School District. They paid the rights fees for the video stream. I know it was a thank you to the school district. Please thank them for providing that. Thank you. Please thank all of our high school sports sponsors as well. Without their support, it's pretty simple. We wouldn't be here tonight. But we will be broadcasting from Green Bay coming up on Thursday night. Coach, wow. It's kind of fun.
Unbelievable.
I'd say you want to come back, but, you know, sorry, that position's taken.
Oh, that position is well taken care of, let me tell you.
Yeah, sorry, but you gave it up, but don't come against us. I don't know. Well, now, Coach is looking this way. Let's just see once if he's going to. Oh, I think we're going to keep it here. We'll keep it here, and so we'll do that. We're going to have to do this a little bit differently. We'll have to have him with the headset.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's actually coming up. And actually, what we'll do here is I'm just going to hold it like this. So that way, if you have a question, Coach can talk to Coach. Here we go. So, all right. So, oh geez, the mayor. Oh, the mayor's going to stop him. Yeah, all right, here we go. So, Coach Lowenhagen. The two coaches giving each other a hug. All right. So, and both, you know, so Coach Lowenhagen first, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, come on up a little bit closer here. There we go. Yep. I'll have you talk right
Perfect.
There. Yep, there we go. So talk right into it.
Yep.
So congratulations again.
Appreciate it, man. What a tough game. What a battle between two good teams and just a physical, fun atmosphere.
You know, you wanted to slow the game down. You sure did.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of slow it down, but like I told you, we like to play fast too, so it was picking our spots when to do it. I think we got them a little impatient, and we were able to get some steals and transition into some easy ones.
I know Coach Jones is like, okay, he's like, you're a man-to-man guy. And he's given, you know, and he even said during the game, wow, a lot of credit. What did you see in film to say we're doing a zone for this game?
You know, I don't know if it's so much seeing it, but we wanted to throw a couple different things at them. And I thought the 1-3-1 looked really good early, and it slowed them down a bunch. And for whatever reason, we're kind of waiting for them to kind of figure it out, and we felt like they weren't quite figuring it out, so we wanted to stay in it all game.
And it worked beautifully. Coach, you got any questions?
Yes. Has it hit you yet, Coach? I mean, when you look at your sectional final games, you've got two really good traditional basketball teams that you defeated. And not only did you defeat them, but defensively, you were dominant against Colfax and McDonald. I mean, I thought it was a stellar coaching job. I was up here kidding with Brian saying, you know, Darren is a man-to-man guy, but I thought the adjustments you made defensively really just did really good things for you in the sectional semifinals and the sectional finals.
Yeah, you know, we kind of looked at this game again, and we knew we weren't going to sub a lot. So when you're not going to sub a lot, I thought we had to keep the game slow until we wanted to go fast. And again, I think we got them impatient, I think, in this game, and we're able to kind of grind it out and just make the shots. Going into halftime, it's just an ugly 11-12 game. And talking with the girls, he said, hey, this is what we talk about all year. We play defense, and when the shots fall, that's when we take the lead. We haven't made any shots yet, and we haven't moved hard enough to get open. So we need to move harder, we need to swing that basketball, and then those shots will come, and then we'll take that lead. And I thought that's what happened. Our defense has been unbelievable.
Well, congratulations. And now I asked Coach this. Okay, so the girls enjoying this tonight. So are you watching film later tonight?
I don't think I'm watching any film tonight. I have watched so much film in the last 2 days. I am not watching any film tonight. Tomorrow we will go through a meeting, and we'll find out who we play, and we'll go from there. And then from that point on, we'll get back into that film room.
Tell you what, Coach, this has been a lot of fun, and I look forward to calling a state game on Thursday. Congratulations again.
Thank you. I can't wait.
That is Durand, Arkansas coach Darren Loewenhagen. And again, the big win tonight, 41-26. And Coach Jones is going to be joining us as well next week as well in Green Bay. We will be there on Thursday with a Division IV state semifinal. Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas Lady Panthers. They are on their way to state as they win tonight 41-26. And, Coach, well, I think there's something to be said about maybe taking a break tonight.
Oh, that's okay. You know, they put in a lot of work. You know, it's okay to take a break. That'll be fine.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. And you know, when you went, the year that you went, it was a big deal for this community. And you saw that firsthand. And that's, I think, what sometimes I think the hires up at the WYAA don't understand. That the last person on Thursday to make sure that the door's locked, the gas is turned off, and the lights are off.
Yeah. I mean this sincerely, Brian, and I'm not blowing smoke here. When you look at a community like Durand and the high school, I've had an opportunity to coach basketball for over 30 years. I've coached at every level you can coach at. I've been around a lot of different places. This community is so passionate about their student athletes that it's just nothing like it. Like, this game is all about the Sam Hoyts, the Jackie Hoyts, the John Pollocks, the Pachels, the Lexera Harmons, the Ambry Slushers, the Emily Anises. I mean, the tradition here, the Megan and Shea Bears, you know, the Hannah Prizels, these are all young ladies that have played for this program, and the passion, you can just see it on the floor right now. You can see it throughout the game. This is a special place. And anybody in the WIAA or whoever that can't see what the smaller communities, smaller schools are all about, they're just missing the boat. This is absolutely fantastic.
You bet.
Man.
You bet. Well, again, congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas Lady Panthers. They are on their way to the state semifinal for Division IV in girls basketball. And they'll be playing on Thursday night from the Resch Center in Green Bay. And we will have coverage for you here on WRDN. For Coach Lionel Jones, I'm Brian Winnikins. Hey, there's probably going to be a parade later in town. Just saying. Or, you know, I'm sure downtown's going to be hopping tonight. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers as they win 41-26 and advance to the state semifinal in Green Bay. You've been listening to Durand, Arkansas Girls High School Basketball on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. For Coach Lionel Jones, have a great evening. We'll see you Thursday.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 30. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow, and even warmer. Highs in the upper 50s. The warmth continues into next week. Highs well into the 40s and 50s, even a few days in the 60s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jack and Diane, pine and a pig. of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all song that somehow stamped our lives, it takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
We knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the South. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can bend up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I met somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Music for you and your generation in a country frame of mind. Newscaster Lester Holt is retiring. He is doing a side move. I think he's going to take over the news magazine. Is that what it is? The reason I bring this up is that he's celebrating his birthday today, born this day, 1959. So if you are in, if today is your birthday, you happen to be in very, very good company. When we come back, we're going to hear from Tim McGraw.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GARAGE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that. Something like that.
Spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close, rust, yeah. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams.